Track 10, the CAB. When we're trying to find out information about a particular subject, it's always helpful to find that someone has already asked the same question. And this time, the CAB is addressing a question which is probably being asked in many households around the country. Here's Sam with some very useful information. And please bear with some of the web addresses as they are a bit convoluted.
My council tax bill is coming out in March and I am dreading opening it, as it always goes up. My income has stayed the same, but everything else seems so much more expensive and I've hardly anything left over. So how will I cope if my payments for this year do go up? Well, many of us are feeling really overwhelmed as we see our basic bills and essential costs go up. And so you're not alone in finding things difficult. And crucially, there is support available. Well, first off, there are discounts available to some people depending on their circumstances. You can check your bill or contact your council to find out if you might be eligible for an automatic reduction to your council tax. And if you're not getting a discount, you might still be entitled to one. It just depends on who lives in the property. And so if you're the only adult in your home, you'll get a 25% discount on your council tax bill. Now, when working out how many people live in a property, some people aren't counted. They're actually called disregarded people and include those who are under 18s, a student nurse or someone on an apprenticeship scheme, and many more. And checking the government website, which is the gov.uk/council-tax/who-has-to-pay for more details. And if everyone who lives in the property is disregarded, well, you will still receive a council tax bill, but it will have a 50% discount. However, if everyone in your home is a student or severely mentally impaired, you won't have to pay any council tax. And if one member of your household is severely mentally impaired, you might get a discount. But you will need to check this with your local council as the rules vary. Additionally, if someone has moved out, tell the council as this might change your eligibility. If you are entitled to a discount as a result, it will be valid from the date when the person moved out, even if you told the council after the event, and the reduction might be backdated. So if you think you might be eligible, you should apply to your local council for a discount as soon as possible. And you can find your council's contact details via the gov.uk/apply-for-council-tax-discount. Now, you mentioned that your income hasn't increased. Well, if you're on a low income, you might be able to get your council tax reduced. If you get benefits or have other people living with you, this might affect how much your council tax is reduced by. Your local council will ask you for details about your income and your circumstances, just so they can work out if you're entitled to a council tax reduction. And then they will recalculate your new bill and tell you how much council tax you need to pay. If you have other people living with you who are aged 18 or over, you might all be responsible for paying council tax, but only one of you needs to apply for a council tax reduction. And the council will make a decision and reduce the amount of council tax that you have to pay accordingly. You may also be eligible for additional support if you've reached state pension age, which you can check on the government website via gov.uk/state-pension-age. And if you're under state pension age, the working age rules apply. And if you've reached state pension age, it depends if you or your partner get certain benefits. Now, the working age rules still apply if you've reached state pension age and you or your partner get universal credit or income-based job seekers allowance, JSA, income-related employment and support allowances, ESA, and income support. Now, if you've reached state pension age and you don't get any of these benefits, the pension age rules apply. And even if none of the reduction criteria applies to you, your local council can still reduce your council tax bill, or they can cancel it altogether. And this is called discretionary reduction. They'll normally only do this for you if you can show that you're suffering severe hardship and can't afford to pay council tax. If you're in this situation, you should ask your council, local council, for help. You'll need to show them evidence of your circumstances. If your immigration status doesn't let you claim public funds, you can still apply for a discretionary reduction. A discretionary reduction doesn't count as public funds. And so we know that times are incredibly tough, and council tax is a priority bill. So it's important to keep in contact with your council if you can't keep up payments. Citizens Advice is here to help you find a way forward without judgment, and they work with you side by side. So you can contact Norfolk Citizens Advice by phoning 0800 144 8848 or go online at www.ncab.org.uk or contact by email to norwich@ncab.org.uk, or you can visit our Norwich office in the Millennium Library any weekday between 10 and 12.
Thank you, Sam. Hopefully that will offer a bit of reassurance to our listeners.